The Bible changes lives for good. When I was working for the Methodist Church as a nurse in a poor rural village in the Gambia, West Africa, my missionary colleague started a Bible class for several young men who attended church and the mission primary school. They had no Bibles of their own, and so we decided to buy them a Good News copy of the Bible in paperback form. Not a good idea. They used them and read them so much that in no time at all, the Bibles were falling apart. And so we bought them hardback copies. Now I want you to picture your Bible at home. Maybe, like me, you have several Bibles of different translations and versions, and perhaps you have the Bible digitally on your phone or your tablet. Now take a moment to think when you last read your Bible. The Bible Society, in the video we saw earlier, tells us that there are people all over the world who do not have a Bible of their own, who are desperate to read God's Word. Today is Bible Sunday, when we give thanks for God's Word. Let us not neglect God's Word or take it for granted. So why is reading or hearing scripture important? The coronavirus has reminded us of our fragility. We are not in control of the universe as much as we perhaps thought we were. And we need each other more than we realized. Now, with many uncertainties ahead, how can we find the resources we need to face the changed world with courage? Bible Sunday is an opportunity to reflect on these questions by gathering around the Bible. Our focus today is on a particular story found in the book of Nehemiah, which in many ways has links to our situation. At the heart of the story, it is about Israel recovering from a time of major disruption and being able to find spiritual renewal through God's word. Lockdown was a major disruption for all of us. And now here in London, there's a rise in infections and we are facing and having to cope with more restrictions. Looking to the future and rebuilding a new normal feels very challenging. However, in the story from Scripture, when Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem, he managed to mobilize the inhabitants to action. The walls of the city were rebuilt, and the people began to feel more secure again. So let us take heart. With God on our side, rubble can be raw material and ruins once again can feel like home. Nehemiah was a great visionary leader, and Ezra was a Bible teacher who took the lead as God's people regathered around God's word. Dr. Andrew Ollerton in the Bible Society's sermon for today says this passage shows us three ways in which the Bible enables spiritual growth and renewal. Firstly, he says the Bible is a divine watering hole. I wonder, have you ever seen animals gathering around a water hole? Maybe, if not actually, you might have seen it on television. A watering hole becomes a gathering point for a remarkable diversity of animals. The Bible is for all people. After the trauma of exile and the exhaustion of rebuilding Jerusalem, the people of Israel were thirsty. They needed to drink again from the truth of God's word. So they asked Ezra to bring out the law of Moses and read it to them. We're not sure which sections of the Torah that Ezra read, but the people lapped it up. Did you notice who attended this public reading of scripture and where they were gathered? Instead of meeting in the rebuilt temple, where only Jewish males could enter, they assembled in a public square so that everyone could come and listen. Men and women, young and old, literate and illiterate. Rarely in the Bible is there such a display of diversity, and it's the Bible that provided the gathering point. The Bible is for everyone. The Bible is a divine watering hole that gives meaning, strength, and hope to thirsty souls. As families, we can gather around the Bible. It's for adults and children. As churches, we can gather round the Bible. It speaks truth, whether online or in the room together. It's a source of wisdom, comfort, and hope for all humanity. Secondly, the Bible is a larger story that gives hope. When life is tough and fragile, the Bible is a unique source of hope. As the Israelites listened to Ezra reading the scriptures, it was clearly a powerful experience. Imagine the scene. Ezra stood on a large platform, specially made for the occasion. Thousands gathered round as he read from the Law of Moses. You could hear a pin drop as young and old listened attentively to the scriptures. Remember, it says from early morning to midday. As Ezra read Israel's history, it wasn't just dusty old history, it was their story. As Ezra read extracts of the Bible, the Israelites felt part of something solid and certain. It gave them confidence to face their challenges, knowing that God would be faithful through them all. This is why we need the Bible. As the coronavirus exposes our fragilities, the Bible reminds us that we are part of a larger story. Stretching back to creation and forward to a new creation. We may experience some creation, some chaos in the middle, but God has an overarching plan that will not fail and promises to take care of his people. As the crowds listened to Ezra reading the scriptures, There were clearly moments when they found it confusing. So as well as reading the text, the Levites and others trained in the scriptures went out among the crowd. The Bible says they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. It reminds us that it's okay to struggle with the Bible and to ask for some help. Today there are many books and resources that can really help. And finally, thirdly, the Bible helps us cultivate true community. The Bible is surprisingly powerful. It gets under our skin and moves us in ways that no other book can. The Bible helps us process our emotions. After Ezra had finished reading, he suddenly realized that the people had started crying. They got so emotional that Nehemiah stepped in to try and coax them out of it. "Do not mourn or weep," he said to them. "Go eat the fat and drink sweet wine." That's a bit of an unusual request for a religious leader to make. Where did all their emotion come from? Remember, the Israelites faced major loss, disruption, and uncertainty, but had to keep going through it all. So as the Bible was read to them, it was like a lid being lifted. They encountered words of comfort and hope. They may also have felt a sense of conviction and remorse about the way they had been living. Either way, Scripture created a safe space that allowed emotions to surface and deeper things to be discussed. As a society, we've been through a lot recently. We've experienced loss and high levels of uncertainty. We probably don't realize how much we've been holding in and the toll it has taken. The Bible can help us express our emotions to one another as part of a process of healing and renewal. Worshipping together, hearing the Word of God, and listening perhaps to a sermon or reflection help us make sense of our lives and help us to remember that God is with us. The Bible can also help us become more generous. And the story from Nehemiah finishes with a scene of celebration as tears of sorrow turn into feasting and rejoicing. As Nehemiah famously put it, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." The Israelites responded by putting the scriptures into practice and shared what they had with the poor and those in need. One thing the pandemic has taught us is to be aware of our neighbours and to show kindness, support, and concern for each other. Over the coming months, no doubt we shall have reason to cry together and celebrate together, to lament and to laugh. As we do so, we will discover that vulnerability and generosity are the keys to authentic community, whether that's in the room or on Zoom. Healing and renewal come from gathering round God's word together. So may God help us to commit ourselves to hearing and coming to understand God's word in worship, and also regularly reading the Bible for ourselves, individually or maybe with others. And remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible changes lives for good. Remember those young Gambian boys I mentioned at the beginning? One of those young boys became a Methodist minister. So let us give praise and thanks for our scriptures, which tell of God's faithfulness and great love for the world, and for you, and for me, shown through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen.